Gimel Amid Beis, two lines to the bottom. Ha'isha Shamra, a woman that said, Hiskabo Ligiti, she appointed a shliach l'kabalo. And the guy says, I accepted the get. The get is not here. We'll find out what happened to the get in a second. But the get's not here. The woman says she made him a shliach l'kabalo. He said, I got the get. Tzvicha shteki to edim. She needs two pairs of edim. Shnaim shamra b'fenenu amra. Two edim to say that she appointed him a shliach l'kabalo. Ushnaim shayimrim b'fenenu kibu v'kara. And two edim to say that he got the get and he ripped it up. Now the Gemara is going to want to know, why did he rip it up? So that the Gemara will talk about. But meaning, if the get is not here, he has to bring evidence that he got the get. Now, you need edim mesira by a get because it's a davar she'ereva. But we have a rule that if a woman has a get, we assume it was done appropriately. We don't need every woman to bring in edim mesira if she's holding the get. Right? Edim mesira is like, imagine if a woman got divorced in front of two edim, and the rest of her life, she shows the get. They'll say, who are the edim that was there when you saw it? We got it. It's impossible. So the Rishonim speak out, there's a rule called Mistama Behechsher Nasa. That if a woman has a get, you can assume that it was done the right way. How did the woman end up the get? Obviously, her husband gave it to her, or shliach of her husband gave it to her. And there's no reason for us to question that it wasn't done appropriately. The problem here is there is no get. The shliach says, I got it, and ripped it up. And there's no get to prove that he ever got it. So we can't assume the mistama behechsher nasa, because who said it ever happened that we should assume it was done the kosher way? So then you need two edim to say that he got the get. He has to prove that he got the get. So we need two edim to say that he was a shliach, and two edim to say that he got the get. Dr. Rashi, Ha'isha Shamra is
coming. Maybe the same people, right?
We're going to get there. Ha'isha Shamra is coming.
We'll say that one.
Ha'isha Shamra is coming Ligiti. Luchazim Rabbi Kabalti, and he said, I got it. Tzvicha Lahavi Lefenenu, Beis Kitei Edim. Shnaim Shiyayim Lefenenu Amr Lele Kabloi. They watched the appointment. Ushnaim Shiyayim Lefenenu Kibu Vekara. Ugemara Parach Lamed Lele Mikre. Why was it ripped up? Dr. Mishnah Leiter. Afilu Henry Shainim Veinach Reinim. Even with the same pair of Edim. Now what's the Chiddush? What do you mean Afilu? Why would I think that you can't have the same pair of Edim? So Tyson speaks out, because you could say, if the same pair of Edom, maybe they were paid to testify. It's easier to pay two than to pay four, right? So maybe they were paid to testify. So the Mishnah says, don't worry about it. If the Edom say it, the Edom say it. Dr. Rashi, Afilu hein shashnayim sha'amru b'fneim, the two that she appointed the shliach in front of, hein atzimam ro'al k'shekiblu, they saw what she got to get. Or even if it's one of the first ones and one of the second ones, and one person that's on both ends. Rashi, he can join them. Okay.
Rabbi, we don't have the same rule about Adam when it comes to other things that are punishable. For example, one set to say that there was a warning, another set to say that they saw the act done. Why is there a concern about financial stuff here?
It really is not a concern. The Rishonim just speak out, why did the Mishnah use the word afilu? In truth, there's no concern. But the Mishnah is just right. The Rishonim want to say, why did the Mishnah say, even if it's the same? Why would being the same be why would you think it might be different?
I'm just asking then, why don't we say a filu in other contexts other than this?
I don't know. Okay. I think right. Over here it's because there is a motive. The woman wants to be divorced. So she has a motive to hire Adam to say that she was divorced well. In a regular case of punishment, what motive is there? Meaning, why would anybody hire Adam?
revenge.
Okay, you're right. It's possible, but it's, I think there's a bigger motive here, meaning we have the person in front of us that has the motive. Again, it's only a high, I mean, at the end of the day, we're not afraid of it. You're asking, why didn't the Mishnah have to speak it out elsewhere? So I think because over here there's a bigger motive. That's what I think.
Okay.
That's what I think.
The last part of the Mishnah is teaching me that one was from the Shalukos, and one is from the
Zero.
One is from the Zero, and one is from the what?
Appointment.
One's there both places, and one is different ones.
Yes, why do you sleep for?
You need two Adam.
You couldn't get one from each one?
Again, one second. If you have one aid that says that he, she appointed him as a shliach in Kabbalah, that's right. Not sufficient. You need to aid him.
Right. Then you have that one. Plus you have who else?
Again, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven testifying Kabbalah that she appointed him as a shliach in Kabbalah. Shimon is testifying that he saw the transfer of the get. And Levi is saying both. He was there with Reuven and he was there with Shimon. That's the last case.
Shliach cannot become one of these Adam, can he? He can't testify himself.
No, he can't. He has to be. He can't be the two Adam of Tom Shemarava.
Right, he's
the guy giving over the get. It has to be done in front of two Adam. It's like saying, let the husband be one of the Adam Kedushin. He can't. Okay, now we're going to do like the Gemara does in many places. We're going to start talking about a different case. The Mishnah will be brought in as a proof. The reason this Gemara is here, because we're going to bring the Mishnah in. But it's not directly at this point going to explain the Mishnah. It's a different case. And we're going to bring the Mishnah in to try to prove something. That's why this Gemara is here. Itma. Baal Eimer Lepekadon, Ushlish Eimer Legerishin. They're living in the same town, husband and wife. That's a key factor here. They're both in the same city. They're both living in Cleveland, Ohio. And the third party has, again, the third party, is the husband, everybody agrees that the husband transferred the get to a third party. The husband says he never meant to divorce his wife. He gave the get to the third party to hold. As a pekudin. When I need it, I'll take it from you. But meanwhile, I'm giving you this get to hold. The third party says, no, the husband gave it to me to accept shliach l'kabbalah for his wife. I was a shliach l'kabbalah, and he gave it to me, and I was the shliach l'kabbalah. Now, the husband has no idea if he was a shliach l'kabbalah. He claims I never gave it for divorce. I gave it to him. I asked him to please hold it for me. The shliach claims the husband gave it to me because he was divorcing his wife. Who do we trust? That's the question.
What's the lady saying?
She has no day in here.
Well, she has to be appointed kabbalah.
If she did, she did. Again, the husband says, I never gave it for divorce.
What does shliach say?
I was appointed a shliach kabbalah.
From?
The wife.
The wife?
Exactly.
I thought you...
They live in the same town. Why in the world would he give it to a shliach to divorce his wife?
He hates her.
Okay, please, can we please?
You have to say it, Rebbe.
No, the Gemara is not going to address this. He's just not letting me finish. The rule is the husband divorces his wife directly unless he has to do it differently. There's no reason for us to assume that the husband would do it through give it to a third party when she's in the same city. He's saying, I gave it to the cousin. Why? I would have given it to her straight.
This was your face.
Again. The Rav Huna says he's believed to say that had I divorced her, I would have given it to her straight.
Oh, it's
a... Go ahead. When you give it to a shlish, there's an implicit trust that whatever he says goes. Now, Rashi explains it one of two ways, but this is the way most Rishonim explain it. Whenever you hand something to somebody, you're basically saying, I trust you that whatever you say, I agree to. So if the shliach says, I accepted it for Gerushin, and he was a shliach for Kabbalah, so he divorced him. The way Rashi speaks it out, the shliach could have given it to the woman. If the woman would have it in her hand, the husband can stand upside down and spit wooden nickels. It wouldn't make a difference. She has a get. We assume it was done correctly. So the shliach has the get. So he's saying, I was a shliach for Kabbalah. He has a migul. If I wanted to, I could have given it to the woman, and then she would have said she's divorced, and nobody would have been able to say anything. So believe me that I was a shliach accepted as a shliach l'kabbalah, and she's divorced.
So the woman made him a shliach first?
Absolutely, if not, we're nothing to talk about
it. The woman was aware of the divorce.
Yes. Zakrashi, Baal Omer L'Pikadon, Get Shenasim B'yat Shlish, Baal Omer L'Pikadon Nisatim B'yadai. I gave it to you as a pekadin. Ushlish amar the legerish in the satili. So yisi shlucha lekabalah. I was your wife's agent to accept the get. Then his garish bekabalasi, and she became divorced through my acceptance. Now zokterashi va'ish va'isha yachad beir. They're in the same city, because if they're not in the same city, the husband can't say I would have given it to her directly. She's not here. If she's here, the husband has a valid title. I would have given it to my wife. When it was given over, he trusted him. That's the machlokes. Masiv Rav Abba. So Rav Abba asked the question. Hoydaz baldin kamei edim dami. This is a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. If a person admits, that's like 100 witnesses. If a person admits, that's like 100 witnesses. Ushlish nema mishneyam. And that is, if Reuven and Shimon have a monetary argument, and Levi has the money, and Reuven claims the deal was one way, and Shimon claims the deal was a different way, and the third party says this is what it was, he's believed. Because when you give it to a third party, you're implicitly trusting him. And you're saying, we give it to you, you're going to be the arbitrator, you're going to decide what happened, and you will have belief, you will be Neman. Shlish, Neman Mishneim.
Is there Adam there?
The what?
Shlish?
No, the Shlish hasn't.
No.
There's no.
When you give it to a Shlish.
You don't have to have Adam when you give it to a Shlish, it's money. It's not Dabash of
Erva. You have to need Adam to say that the money was given to a shlish.
Everybody is agreeing that the shlish has the money. They're not arguing.
But why it was given?
You don't need Adam to say that. The shlish has the money. When a third party has it, he is believed to tell us what happened. Because both parties trusted that third party. And he becomes Nebuchadnezzar. Whoever was involved in this deal.
Lady.
Nothing to do with get.
Oh, no, I'm just saying in general. Why don't Adam have to be there?
Why should they have to be there?
How did the shlish get it?
Obviously somebody gave it to him, right?
Right. Okay.
So that's all we need to know. Whoever gave it to him trusted him implicitly.
But the other person didn't have to agree to that? The other litigant?
I don't know, usually a shlish is trusted by both parties in a business deal.
The shlish is the escrow company.
What?
The shlish is the escrow company.
Exactly, the escrow company.
But we don't know why he got it.
He's telling you what the deal was. We don't have to know anything. He's believed.
But there's two sides of what it could be, right?
Again, Reuven saying one part, Shimon saying another thing, and the escrow company says this is the way it was. By giving it to an escrow company, you are implicitly trusting them that whatever they say works. I'm trying to figure out what's bothering you.
No, Dan, I don't. But since there's two ways to look at it, each person can say why he gave it for just that.
When you give a shlish, you are trusting him. If I and you have an argument about money, and we say whatever Mr. Goldstein says works, we will listen to. He becomes the one that decides it, whether I like it or not. We accept his arbitration. What do you mean? Maybe he's wrong. We accepted his arbitration. You can accept somebody else's word in money. We're having an argument, and instead of going to a court, we say, you know what? Let's go to Mr. So and Mr. Goldstein. He passes whatever he says will be. What obligates us to do this?
Let's take it to the case of
Shlish. When we entrust an escrow company, we are saying they now become the ones that are believed to say what happened. That's implicit in giving it to a Shlish.
In this case, the Shlish was for Kabbalah to get...
This is not a get.
The previous case.
So let's not go into the previous case. We can't mix apples and oranges. We'll talk about previous case after I finish this case. I can't jump from one to the other. It's a monetary question. Reuven says this was the deal. Shimon says this was the deal. The Shlish either says one side or says a third thing. He's Nema Mishneya. So we see that entrusting somebody with an item is trusting him. So when the husband gives it to a person, he's trusting him, whatever you say goes. So why am I get, does Rav Huna say, that we listen to the husband? We should listen to the Shlish. Shlish is empowered. By being given the item, he's being trusted. Zokta Gemara, shiny mummen, keita, zay mekach v'zay mekach, shlish nema. Zokta Gemara, shiny mummen, disyav l'mechila. Money is different. Money is forgivable. I can say whatever you say, I'll accept. True or not true. A get, there's no such thing. You have to know that it happened l'shem gerushin. It's not enough to trust a shlish. You have to know it happened l'shem gerushin. Did he do it l'shem gerushin or not? I can be michael, it's wrong. Meaning what Rav Huna is answering is, it's not that we're trusting the shlish in the case of money. It's that both parties are agreeing that whatever the Shlish says, we'll give in, we'll be Michael. Not that he's right, but we're accepting his arbitration. Whether we like it or not. But get that doesn't work. You can't accept his word if it's not true. Terence says he has to be believed because he's saying the truth. Rav Huna doesn't agree to that. Rav Huna says the husband would have given it straight to his wife. Why should I believe the Shliach? I don't have to believe him by money. I have to go with him by money because the parties are agreeing to be Michael. If I'm arguing with Avraham Cohen over $1,000, I'm agreeing that whatever the Shlish says, I will accept. Not because he's right, but because that's what I agreed to. I'm Michael. By get, you can't be Michael. It has to be true.
Does he have to make a declaration of love for Cuddle when he gives it? I'm giving this to you as a picado. Does he have to say that? Beferish?
Well, yes. Why else is he giving it to? Does he give it to a picado and you say, hold it for me?
You should give it to somebody that's not involved in this appointment for a Kabbalah. He gave it to the wrong person. He wanted to give it to find somebody else.
Again, we're done with a story. Let's not make up a new story.
I understand.
Yes.
Previous case. He was a Kabbalah for the get, right?
That's what. Well,
and then the Baal took advantage of the situation and said, I'm giving you money also.
No! You're mixing two cases.
In the first case.
There's only one case about get and one case about money, and never the twain shall meet.
Okay, so in the case of the get, what was the situation? She sent
the Shliach l'Kabbalah. The husband gave him the get. The husband claims, I never gave it to him for divorce. I gave it to him to hold.
Watch me.
There's no money there.
No money!
I misunderstood. Okay,
that's what I said. You're mixing two cases.
It says that the Shlish is Neman Mishneh. That's a borrowed term.
What do you mean?
It has to be a borrowed term. It's just that they're Michael.
That's the Gemara's answer. That's Rav Huna's answer. The Gemara, the Havamin, understood that the Shlish has the Manas. If he has the Manas, then he should be believed by Get also. The Brisa uses the word Shlish Nema Mishnah. Rav Huna means, it means practically, we go with him. Not necessarily because what he's saying is the truth, but because they agreed to be Michael. Doesn't mean we trust him. It means we accept him. Rashi, did I say Rashi? This Yavu Mechila, Shemach Lemachol, Hilkach Shlish Neman, the Kivin Sheminoi Umbasir B'yadai, you trusted him and gave it to him. Nisratza, you are agreeing b'after chasri alof by trusting him. Limcha amamaynai, to be meichol your money, ulahamin, and to accept. Kol mashi aymer. Avamilsa di surah ein b'yadai lahamin. Rav Huna is saying, by an iser, it is not my ability to trust him. Now Rav Chisda is saying, when you give a get to a shlish, you are saying that if you say it's divorce, I'm going to divorce. I mean divorce. Included in giving it to a shlish, according to Rav Chisda, is to say, whatever you say, I am agreeing to. Not on Michael, I am agreeing to now. I am trusting you, which means if you say I gave it with Garrison, I'll have given it with Garrison.
Doesn't have to have explicit intent for Gershon?
Again, by giving it to a shlish, he's saying, I am doing whatever he will say I meant.
So there's Mike Das to be Gershon's up to him.
Correct.
But also shlich l'halakha?
This is all shlich l'kabal.
Meaning, and I trust that she made a shlich l'kabal?
She made a shlich l'kabal, she has Adam who made a shlich l'kabal. The husband said, I gave it to him to hold, not to be divorced. I didn't mean divorce.
Did he agree that she made a shlich l'kabbalah?
He's not up to him. He has no day in that.
He knew.
He doesn't have any bilus of control of whether she made a shlich l'kabbalah.
Nothing said, he just gives it to the shlich.
Well, we don't know what happened in that room. He gave it to the shliach. There were two Adam there. They're not here now. The shliach says, he gave it to me to accept for his wife. He says, I gave it to him to hold.
To accept for his wife as a shliach of Kabbalah?
He was a yes. Yes, 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 yes.
So he was a shliach of Kabbalah, and still the Baal said, I only gave it to him. The same story could be, he said, you know what, I only gave it to him via halacha. The same story could be that way also, right?
Except one part's missing. The shliach has to get, not the wife. The shliach halacha, the wife has to have to get.
No, I mean,
he has to get to her hand.
When it gets to her, it'll be a divorce. When it finally gets to her, it'll be a divorce.
Again. I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Why can't be El Zbikado? Maybe he could also said, I told him to be a halakha, and...
Yeah, that's according to some Rishonim, that could have been the time. You're right, but that's the case of the Gemara.
Yeah, but then
the Chayre is true. If he says, I made a shlich l'halakha, and the shlich says, no, I was a shlich l'kabbalah,
right.
They could have the same argument.
Right.
Yeah, but this passes the whole gap by Bikado. If you believe,
if the shliach still has to get it, also possible to get because the husband's changing his mind, obviously.
If it's a halacha.
Right.
He can't if it's a kabbalah.
Correct. That's what they're saying. It could have been the same argument.
So now, after the fact, Rav Chisda says, even though you're saying it's b'kadosh, we're not believing you?
Well, that's what Rav Chisda said right away. I don't know what you just added.
I'm saying, even though he's saying, really, I'm leaving it up to you to do it, but I know that I gave it to you for b'kadosh.
Well, he's saying, that Rav Chisda is saying, by giving it to him, implicit is that you're accepting whatever he says.
So whatever,
again,
what I say later doesn't matter. Okay.
But I say later doesn't matter because I gave it to you on your, you whatever you will say I meant. That's that in the Kodesh Rav Chisda, the word shlish neman mishneyam. He had more belief because the parties trusted him. The parties are trusting him. How does that help I get? So Tysus, the words of Tysus, the Im Yomer Lagerish. Rashi says the word later on there's a migu. He could have said, believe me, because I could have given it to the woman. Could have given it to the woman. And if once a woman has a get, the husband can spit wooden nickels. It makes no difference.
Believe me, that was because of?
No, believe me that I'm a shliach with Kabbalah.
Who's saying this?
The shliach.
Believe me, Kabbalah could have said.
But I could have given it to the woman.
That's only been given to the woman. It's only if I was entrusted.
Again, so let's try it one more time. I started off saying that when a woman has a get in her hand, the husband cannot claim anything. Over and done with. The fact that the woman has to get, we say, the woman has to get, she's divorced. The husband can't claim, I gave it to somebody as a pecutin and he gave it to her. It's non. The woman has to get, she's divorced. There's nothing to talk about. Well, she needs Adam. There were Adam there. If there were no Adam there, it's not a good divorce. But as I mentioned before, you can't make every divorced woman bring in the Adam that were there. And she's going to go crazy. 40 years from now, she's going to pull the get up. And the guy's going to say, where are the Adam that were there when they was given to you? It's impossible. There's a rule of Mistama Behechsher Nasa. A woman that got a get, Mistama was unkosher. It's impossible. Unless, according to Blazer, you have Adam Masira, no Adam Masira. If there's no Adam signed, then you have to be able to bring in the Adam Masira to prove that the get was a get. But without, every get needs two Adam to watch the transfer. Those two Adam don't have to be kept in a lockbox for the rest of her life to prove that she's divorced. If she has the get, we assume it was done correctly. Why else does she have the get?
Is there such a thing as Eidei Pikadon?
No.
So that means the husband's story has to ring true. So why did he, if he gave it as Pikadon, why were the Eidim there? They're gone.
Again, they could be Eidim by Pikadon.
But it doesn't have to be.
That doesn't mean, again, he said, I gave it to her. There were people watching, but I was giving it to him with Pikadon.
And the Eidim had a say.
No, it's an Eretz Yisrael. No, before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. There's no Shlich LeKabbalah. This is even before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. It's only Shlich LeLoka. This is a Shlich LeKabbalah.
The Lashon, the
Mechila. Yes, that's my money.
What does that mean exactly?
That means it's not that we trust the Shlish. It's that they said, if he says it, we'll agree and accept it and be Michael the money. If I have an argument with Avram Cohn, again, I'll
just
read
it. Just
no. If I have an argument with her kind Hagadler of Avram Cohn, and I say, whatever we both say, whatever Mr. Goldstein says will be, that doesn't say we're saying Mr. Goldstein's right. We're saying.
Why can't you buy it to a get? Why can't you?
Because get is Isser.
It doesn't matter. We're agreeing to whatever he says.
Again. By money, he doesn't have to be right. By get, Rav Huna is saying, he has to be right. And by Rav Chisda is saying, no, he doesn't, because he's believed. Rav Chisda is saying what you just said. But money is something you forgive.
Don't
take my advice. Frankly,
another way of saying it would be to say that money is a possession, it's an object, whereas
divorce is a material. Okay. Say it any way you want to. I think it's easier to explain it my way than to explain it your way. Don't think about it. What time you became a gittin? The Brisa says same rule applies to gittin. That seems to say Rav Chisda is right. Don't think about it. Gittin mama. Gittin doesn't have to be a woman's gut. Gittin means a contract. It can be a monetary contract. So we trust the shlish. The Tanya became Lishtaris. It says in another Brice, Lishtaris. So obviously, Gittin doesn't mean contract because the Brice uses Staris for contracts. So Gittin has to be divorced. It's not going to be the Gabbatha de Tanya. It's two Brices that have nothing to do with each other. One Brice refers to monetary contracts as Staris, and one Brice refers to monetary contracts as Gittin. Rashi? I don't think there's any Rashi. Yes, there is. Gitte Mabin, Shein Gatta Lulash Star. Midigabad Adatanya, the Chain the Gitten, the Chain the Staris. the name of the halach shtar is the mamon kamaitzu l'gitin nashim. If the brides were written together, then you could say if one means money, the other one means divorce. Hani trei tanoim, these are two different tanoim. Davai b'mamon ayri, they're both talking about money. Zakti Mishnah Leiter. Hanan. Now we're bringing our Mishnah in. We're bringing the Mishnah in to prove either Rav Huna or Rav Chisda. That's why I started off saying this Gemara is here because we're going to bring our Mishnah in. Tanah. Ha'isha Sharmes Kabbali Yiti. A woman that told somebody to accept the guest. Svika Steki Teyatim. Shnai Shiyamu Befneinu Amra. Shnai Shiyamu Befneinu Kibu Bekara. Vamai. Lahem Nilishlish. Why don't we believe the Shliach that he got it? Why do we have to have two Adam to say that the Shliach got it? The Mishnah says that when a Shliach has, when a man divorces his wife through a Shliach Lekabalo, there has to be two Adam there when he was appointed as a Shliach Lekabalo, and we need two Adam to say that the Shliach Lekabalo got it. Well, according to Rav Chisda, you shouldn't need two Adam there to say he got it. He's believed. He's no different than a woman. A woman doesn't have to bring in every Adam that she got it in front of two Adam. He's a Shliach Lekabalo. And he's Neman because he's a Shlish. Zakta Gemara. Lamai, Lehemne Lishlish. Zakta Gemara, Mika Nove Gita Mitusi Yadid Lehemne. The Shliach doesn't have the get anymore. The get's gone. That's our problem. You're right. If the Shliach had the get, he wouldn't have to prove that he got it in front of two people. It's assumed. Why else does he have to get? He's saying, I was given as a Shliach Lekabalah. He's believed. He doesn't have to get. So now he's claiming he got it as a Shliach Lekabalah, and we say to him, where is the get?
Everyone agrees that he had it.
That's the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. We tried to prove Rav Chisda wrong. Because the Mishnah says he has to produce Adam that he got it for get. Why would he have to produce it if he's believed? The answer is he doesn't have to get.
He's believed with the get.
Correct.
Well, the other
correct, thing, Gemara.
The first group item were for what again?
Point.
That she
made
a Kabbalah. The first group was the made a Kabbalah. Everyone agrees to that, right? The first group, there's two.
No. The price is not involved.
No.
I didn't hear what you were saying. I was listening.
There's two groups.
Right.
First group said what?
That he's a Shliach Lekabalah.
Everyone agrees to that part of it.
The husband doesn't have a day in that. You asked me this four times already today. The husband has no involvement in whether he's a Shliach Lekabalah.
So he's Kabbalah. And then the only question is, how did he get it? Right,
not how did he get it. For what reason did he get it?
Why? What reason did he get it? Chayda, or for
Garrison,
or for halacha, or
okay, but you have to bring that in. Go ahead. Yeah, now you feel good about yourself. We can move on. Or Kabbalah, right?
Or Kabbalah. Cut off. Let him be believed to say, "Oh, Shalish is believed." Yeah, good.
So the Fnei Omra, what does that mean?
That she appointed him as a Shliach Lekabalah.
Is that normally necessary to have two?
Every day. It's a Davis Shabbat. Appointing a Shliach Lekabalah is a Davis Shabbat.
So in Eretz Yisrael, she has to have Adam when she makes herself a Kabbalah.
Correct. But the Adam don't have to be put in a lockbox now.
There's not making any statements. More than they have to make a statement like the fun I eat.
Nothing.
Whatever it's called.
Dr. Rashi, Pamai by Adam, Leiba Kabal Kal, Leiba Kabal of Leiba Mira, Eleba Mira Silbavad Lehemne Bao. We shouldn't even need Adam that he's a Shliach Lekabalah. The husband gave it to him. He claims he's a Shliach Lekabalah. There's no reason for us to doubt him. He's a Shlish. Dr. Gamar, Mikanav, Gita Mitusi Yada, Befenenu, La Rai Salon of the Lehemne, Hakara, it's ripped. Ava Bishakron Biyada, even though he has the ripped pieces, Befenenu, Ein Shlish, Elam Kain, Ashlish is Biyadai. The only reason a Shlish is believed is because he has it in his hand. The Miguzi Boy, Avavis Be Madakam, and Nemanami Amirasai. Since he could have given it to the woman, so he's believed to say that he's a Shliach Lekabalah. Avazesh Akara, Ein Biyadai, Labasar Biyadai. He can't give it to her. That it's torn. So therefore, we don't believe.
He has the pieces, really?
He has the pieces, yes. Frekta Gemara Tinach Amra. That's why you don't need to say that. Now we understand why we have to know he's a Shliach LeKabbalah. Kibul Amali. But why do we need Adam that he got it from the husband? He has it. He has the pieces. Isn't that indicative that the husband gave it to him? Not to believe, again, he loses his belief as a shlish to say why the husband gave it to him. But he's definitely believed to say that the husband gave it to him. He has it. He has the torn pieces. How did he get it? Obviously, somebody gave it to him. There's two parts here. He has to be believed why the husband gave it to him, and he has to believe that the husband gave it to him. Well, the why, he lost because it's torn. But that he gave it to him is a fact. He has the pieces. So, the Gemara, Hamani, Rablaz.
What is the why? It doesn't change whether it's torn or not torn. You just don't know the why.
The belief that a shlish has is based on the fact, Rashi says, that he could have given it to the woman and it would have been the end of the discussion.
That's the machlokas, isn't it?
We're asking on Rav Chisda again. This whole Gemara is operating under Rav Chisda's assumption that the shlish is neman, even by get. According to Rav Huna, we're not discussing. This is according to Rav Chisda. It wasn't machlokas, but we're going in Rav Chisda's opinion. And he said the shlish is neman. So our question was, so then why do we need anything? The shlish says, I was a shlish l'kabbalah, he's neman. Anytime a shlish has it, he's believed in whatever he says. And for the Gemara, that's if he can carry it out. He can give it to the woman. If he has nothing to give to the woman, he has no nemanus. So now he's not a shlish. But now we have a different kasha. He has the pieces. Why doesn't that prove that he got it? That's all we need to know. Why do we have to have Adam that he got it? He obviously got it. And we assume that it was done by Hechsher. There's no reason for us to doubt that. So why do we need Adam that he got it? That's the Gemara's guy. It's a side question. This question has nothing to do with Rav Chisda. It's a side question.
I'm just trying to find. When the Tzvech Kabbalah from the woman gets the get, who tore it up?
The Shliach did.
The Shliach did. Does he have to do it in front of a base?
No.
Or Adam?
No.
But he has to keep the pieces and give it to him.
He doesn't have to nothing. But this
away.
Is the story.
But I'm not saying he can throw it away now?
He loses his belief as a shlish the minute the get is not intact.
But he can't throw it away too?
What do we need it for?
Nobody else would use it. It's another family with the same name.
So they're, okay.
So the Edom are testifying that he tore it also. I mean, that's...
No, they're not.
It's a Kara. Menenu? Didn't they say that?
They say B'fenenu Kibo. The Kara is what happened.
Oh, I didn't say that. They also...
They don't have to say that, no. Dr. Gemara Hamani Rablozi, I made him a Sira Karsi. You know, you're right. If the Adam had signatures, we wouldn't need Adam that he got it. But it happens to be that the get doesn't have signatures. So you need Adam Asira to prove that it was a get. If not, it's not a get. Dr. Gemara, Kara Lumali, why are we ripping up the get here? I'm a Gudim Arav, B'shatak Zerah Shanat. This was talking at the time when they made a Gzera that you're not allowed to keep Jewish laws. So every time you had a get, you were playing around with fire because that's keeping Jewish laws.
We tear it up now also.
So okay, I'm sorry, I was in the middle of explaining and I guess Baruch Moshe must have interrupted me.
So, B'shatak Zerah,
they had to do something to people shouldn't get into trouble for writing a divorce. So they wrote the divorce, they gave it to the woman, and then they ripped it up. They gave it to the Shliach Kabbalah, and then they ripped it up. So they could never have evidence that they did a get. So Mamela, the Kara happens to be that that's why the get's not intact. That's why the story is Kara, because there was a period of time that they had to do that to every get. Rashi. So Rashi, Tinach Amra Kibbalamali Lasuya Edim Sharu Mekadlami Yarabal. He has it. Avada Kible. Blazid Am Ain Get Kasha Bla Adam Masira. Kara Lamali Klem Lamali Lamikre. Shas Xeris Hamalgus Avid. Shagazu Alamitzus. Now I saw in one of the Achrayim that say that the minig to rip the get up today comes because they used to do it B'Shas Xera, and they compare it to Tkiyah Shafer. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, they used to blow shofar by Shachris. The guy made Xera no tkiya shofar, and they sent agents to the shuls to make sure that the Jews don't blow shofar. The Geisha agents stayed around till Kriyas HaTorah. I guess it got too long by then. And then they left, so they blew Shofar by Musaf. So why do we blow Shofar by Musaf? Because once they changed it then, it became part and parcel of what has to be changed. So the Mela, they want to make it Shushno, that since they had to, in a period of time in history, rip up the get, so the minig became to cut the get. We don't rip it up, we cut it. That's one of the reasons for the minig. There's other reasons also, but that's, I saw it brought down as one of the reasons.
Why does Rebbe say the real reason? The real reason is because you don't want someone else to find it.
Why is anybody going to find it?
Be reused for different same families.
They see, well, when the rabbi keeps it in his store thing.
Right.
So instead of paying a cipher now, you know, $18.95 an hour, you have one already written up.
Maybe. Maybe that's one of the reasons. I didn't see that reason.
Well, you don't have, you did not see that reason?
No.
You?
Mark Subban said we do
it. We say Baruch Atah Hashem. Atah, we say you.
Are you giving a Muslim? Don't worry, don't bother. That's the person that isn't a Muslim.
Wait, back in the day, after with this era, what were they would give it to the woman and then rip it up, and then the shliach would know. Why would the shliach?
Well, in the case of the shliach, the Kabbalah, it would be the same as the woman.
Woman hold the piece of she, is that any briar back then? No, it was not used for anything.
Yeah, I mean, the woman was in sad shape. Having a ripped up get doesn't prove anything, but on the other hand, she had no option. What's she supposed to do?
Was it like a coal went out that she can get rid
of? Guess so. I guess so. For Adam or whatever. It's like Zero. You know, you can't play around with like Zero. Mark Summer said that same Zera applied to Prisbel. The government will put you in jail or kill you if you wrote a Prisbel. Any religious document, they didn't mind financial documents, but anything religious, Shatak Zera, they don't want any religious things.
But they allow people to daven on
Again, I don't know whether they did or not. This is, Gemara says it was a Gzeira on written documents. I don't know about anything else. I don't know. I can make up the story, but I don't know. Maybe they didn't allow people to daven at that time. I have no idea. That's a different story. That was in the time of saying they made a takon against Kiyah Shafer. They let him daven, but no bone Shafer. So they used to send agents to the shoals. The agents stuck around. By the way, that's where Shema Yisrael by Muslim came out from. Why do we say Shema Yisrael, Kedushas Musaf? Because the Goyim didn't want us to say Shema Yisrael. So they sent agents to shuls to make sure we don't say Shema Yisrael. So they got around it when they left by Kriyas HaTorah, I guess it was boring for them. So then they said it by Musaf. Yes, doctor.
Strangers seem to be in Haftorah in that you had a bunch of anti-Semites who could tell the difference between Kriyas and Navi and Kriyas and Torah. I never understood it, but what is this? What is
it? I mean, they didn't allow Kriyas and Torah, that's when they started Navi?
That's why they started Haftorah.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they were, I don't know. You never know what the guy, you know.
I mean, I can't. You read me, if you say, I can't tell if he's shy or he's hesitant or whatever. I mean, apparently, their chefs and the chefs from could, which is odd.
True. Mike doesn't elaborate on these things, just says shots are Zera. So.
Yeah.
Rashi, shots are Zera, Samalchus, Abish, and Gazra, and Mitzvahs. They made it difficult to do Mitzvahs.
So that changes what the Adis is. Now the Adis is saying that it was there. There was torn. Is that what it means?
I don't know if you have to have Adis to say that it was torn. They just have to say that look, Gemara is asking why is the case in the Mishnah case when it's torn? Like, why is that important to us? We need to aid him in the Shlich LeKabbalah. We need to aid him that he got it because there's no aid him signed on the get. What does the case have to be for Kara?
Because if it wasn't torn, then it would be here and it'd be Nem, according to...
Right, so the Gemara wants to know, why is the story for Kara? You're right. According to Bechizda, it'd be Nem. But why is the story for Kara? The answer is because he had to do it. So this was a common case.
So the Baal is saying, why did you tear up my get? I gave it to you as a
Correct. Well, that's not the case of the Mishnah.
No, but
that would be the case over here, correct. And he said, I got it for Kabbalah. That's the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. But it's only in the same city. Again, Rashi spoke out, Rav Huna's Svara is only in the same city where he has the tithe. I would have given it straight to my wife. But in a different city, Rav Huna's Maskim. He gave it to the Shlish.
If you cut him,
he would
agree. Rav Huna would agree. Because no tithe. What's his tithe? Don't take my right. I'm a rabbi. A minor Rav Huna. Now, it's not going to make any sense what Rabbi says, okay? So I'm going to read it, but we're not going to be able to explain it until the Gemara explains it. Minor Rav Huna agrees. The Amri, if she says, the Didi Amri Shlish to Lagarish Yavanali, Mamna. If she says, the Shlish told me that he got it for Kabbalah. He called me up and he told me, I got your guest for Kabbalah. So we believe her. Now, that is a very difficult thing. Why is she more believed than the Shlish himself? Rav Huna said the Shlish is not believed. But if she says that the Shlish told her he got it for Kabbalah, she's believed? Why should she be believed any more than the Shliach is believed? Rashi. Not Rashi. No Rashi. Correct the Gemara. We don't trust the Shlish, and we trust her to say the Shlish said it. Ella took the Gemara. This is what he means to say. The Amra Kamoi the deal the Garish and Yavin Alei Mehemna. The woman can say, I was there, and he gave it to my Shliach LeKabbalah. I was there. Now, she could have said he gave it to me. A woman that says to her husband, you divorced me, is believed. She could have said, you gave it to me. She's saying he gave it to the Shliach in front of me. I watched him give it to the Shliach. There were Adam there. That's not the issue. The husband's saying, I gave it to Lepikot, and she's saying, I watched you gave it to Lagerish. And she could have said, you gave it to me, and I gave it to the Shliach to hold. So since she was there, she's believed. Rashi, and the answer is, because she's saying she was there, we'll continue about your shem tomorrow.